ago, I did a conversion. One of my clients had a pressure system in his trailer, but was missing the compressor. So we bought one of those, and they're relatively inexpensive, like 10 bucks or something like that, for the pressure. And it was actually switching we put in a 12 volt compressor, like to fill bicycle tires. And that was the switch that turned it on and off. And literally that pressure switch, you know, it doesn't know whether it's AC voltage or DC voltage going through there. Ran on DC and it was fine.
All right. Well, I hope that helps you out there. When you get this thing all converted, be sure and send us some pictures. I would like to see.
Yeah, I'm curious too. I've had a number of people contact me in the last 2 weeks about vending trailers and converting trailers over to vending. I actually have a guy coming tomorrow at about 11 to look at one of my two Safaris I have for that very purpose. He wants to open a gelato stand. And so we're going to talk.
What? You're talking blasphemy here.
Why?
54 Safari turning into a gelato stand?
Hey, I hate to break it to you, but when you sell a trailer to somebody, you never know what it's going to become. You really don't.
I know.
A trailer I sold 2 years ago to a guy over in Germany who told me it was going to be restored and turned into this executive's mobile home is now a vending trailer. And, you know, unfortunately, that's what a lot of them get used for. But, you know, you can't save everyone.
I thought you guys had like a 100 question there and background checks to make sure people were trailer worthy.
Man, that's what I do.
Oh, man. Okay.
I can understand that for, you know, your trailers that are, you know, it would take an awful lot to bring them back to some semblance of originality of some form.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of those ones out there.
Rob would always say you could use a 70s for that.
Right. We don't Frank, aren't your Safaris there relatively unmolested, correct?
Oh, they're very molested.
Oh, okay. So,
yes. Well, I mean, you know, like between the two, I have one complete interior. You know, and one of them had the back end had been cut out for a chest freezer. So the whole back end has been rebuilt. Most people would never even know it ever happened, but the whole back end has been rebuilt on another one, and it's just a completely empty shell. You know, they're just blank slates. They're really just shells to go from there. But, you know, hey, the thing that thrills me about talking to this guy, his name's Robert, is that this would stay in this country, and I would actually be able to see it when I go to D.C. So, you know, you know, there's lots of purposes for things.
Yeah.
Well, here's one listener who is definitely trailer-worthy. Cheryl sent a message in on the VAP website. My husband and I recently purchased a 1969 Airstream 20-foot, but we are having trouble finding anything about it online. It has a eagle ornaments on the outside. The door has a hatch that opens and has a screen. It has windows on the side of the door that are louvered. We are planning on restoring it and would like to see one that has been restored. Any resources you can recommend would be greatly appreciated. So a 69 with jalousie windows?
Yeah, that sounds to me like it may have been fudged in, because I've never seen jalousie windows on that
so
era.
Let's assume she has the year wrong then.
I thought 65 was the end of that.
So what would be a 20-foot trailer with a door has a hatch that opens and has a screen? So she's got a door within a door. Mm-hmm. Jalousie windows, 20-foot. What year would she possibly have then, besides the 69?
65 or earlier.
Yeah, but the Globetrotters were, they were 19s, and then they were 20s, and when they became 20s, they didn't have a door within the door, so the measurement may be incorrect as well.
Yeah, that often the measurement is wrong.